Thank you, Nadezhda. And I'd just like to acknowledge the Secretariat for being so great at helping us move our agenda forward. I think one of the things we've discovered over the last 2 years is we have an appetite far greater than the size of our stomachs. And in particular, a lot of our work has depended on the availability of extra budgetary funds, which haven't actually shown up. But I think we've still been able to do and accomplish quite a lot of very important work on a number of very important topics. You know, I think by its nature, clean electricity systems is highly integrative across the work of all the expert groups and beyond in some cases, because we've increasingly thought of electricity system or energy system resilience as starting with the fuels, the generation resources, the infrastructure to deliver it to customers, and then how they use electricity. All of those have interactions that need to be understood and thought of in an integrative manner. I think one of the great accomplishments of all six of the expert groups under the committee has been the development of the resilience framework that we put in place, I think, 3 years ago, maybe 2 years ago. And just to remind people of that, it has three major elements, right, which are, you know, the first is energy security and reliability, the second is affordability, and the third is environmental sustainability. And I think what's important from a energy system design perspective is that all three of those aspects of the energy system always need to be balanced. Because if we overemphasize one of them, it's almost always to the detriment of the other two. And all three elements need to be present to have a healthy society. Society depends on energy for almost everything that we accomplish in our daily lives. And we can have a highly reliable and secure energy system that may not be affordable. That doesn't do anybody a lot of good. We could have a very inexpensive energy system that's neither reliable nor sustainable. That doesn't do anybody much good. We could have an incredibly sustainable energy system that's neither secure nor affordable, and that doesn't help society either. So we have to figure out how to advance on all three of those dimensions at the same time, and that creates quite a significant challenge. I think the work that the expert groups are doing around establishing favorable conditions for the transition, thinking through the roles of various technologies in helping to enable the transition. And then a lot of the work that we are doing right now focuses in on the demand side of energy. I think the work around electric transportation and e-mobility is fascinating. Clearly a substantial opportunity for all of the countries in the UNECE region, but with really significant impacts and considerations for the electric system that need to be taken into consideration. I think the work on digitalization is also incredibly important. We are basically developing a whole new energy system in front of our eyes. And as we build the system that we're going to leave to our grandchildren, we have an opportunity now to take advantage of all the technological innovation that we've developed as a society over the past little while, and use that to help design a system which is inherently more efficient, more secure, and more cost-effective for our grandchildren. So it's very timely that we explore all of these issues. We're also very mindful of the conditions in Central Asia, and I think the work that we are aspiring to do around energy connectivity in that region of the UNECE also has the potential to be highly impactful. So I think we have a very ambitious work plan ahead of us, but on topics that are very, very important and very central to the development of the UNECE region as a whole. So I'm honored to be able to chair this group and privileged to be able to collaborate with the other expert groups in bringing some of these visions to reality. So with that, I'll turn it back to who? To Dario.